Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Today it's episode 176, and I'm talking about the need to be competitive. And this message is going out to people who want to make their private practice a business. And that's only a small group of people. I think there's a lot of people out there who are happy with their NHS practice and they just want to augment their NHS practice with a bit of private practice. So this message probably isn't really for you, because you're going to get a few patients who know you, you're going to get a few patients from your NHS practice, and you're going to get a few patients in the private hospitals, and you're going to tick along and you're going to do all right. So that's fine, carry on. But if you want to make it into a business, particularly if you want to concentrate completely on your private practice and you want to have a regular, sustainable practice, then you've got to look at it like a business and you've got to be competitive, just like any other business. And I think as doctors we lose sight of this. We kind of have a sense of entitlement as doctors. Just what it is, I guess I can say it because I'm a doctor, and I see it in medicine. I think there is a sense of entitlement, but there is no difference to any other business. You need to be competitive, because at the end of the day, whatever it is that you do, there are lots of other people who do it. You've got to accept that. And patients who are coming to see you privately have got options for who they have treat them. And if you want more patients to come and choose you to treat them, you have to give them a reason. So you have to compete with your peers, and you have to decide what you're going to compete on. So I guess my message is, what are you competing on? So you can't compete on everything. So I give really good service. Price is reasonable. Got very good expertise. You got top laser equipment, etc. Look good aftercare. We do scans and all this sort of stuff. You can't compete on everything, because when you start going on reeling off the things you do, the things that you reel off are probably the same things that your competitors doing. So that's not competing. That's just saying what you do. It's a bit like any business. As I say, if you're a hairdresser or a computer shop, or if you're sell clothes or anything like that, if you've got any kind of business doing things for the public, you can't just say, well, we sell clothes, we sell computers, we cut hair, because everyone does that. Now, you'll get some patients because you'll have some, repeat business, and maybe your location is good, you're a hairdresser in the high street and you're going to do all right, but you're not going to get people coming to see you, you'll just get passing trade. So if you want people coming to see you, you have to compete with other people doing the same thing. And the question is, how are you competing? And that is what you should be thinking about if you want to grow your private practice. How are you differentiating yourself from your competitors? I know it sounds awful saying competitors, because basically they're your colleagues, they're your friends, they're the people who you work with in the NHS, and they can still remain your friends, but you need to give a potential patient a reason to choose you rather than them. And if you do that, you'll be doing your patients a favor, because at the moment you're not doing any favors, because everyone looks so vanilla, so bland, there's no reason to choose one over the other. That's why we've all just got similar private practices and just like in the swamp, in the quagmires. You need to get yourself out of the swamp and start getting onto dry land and start getting a name for yourself and building a business that is sustainable. So what are you competitive on? There is no money in the middle. If you are a good surgeon, nice person, look after your patients well, trained well, that's just the middle. You're in the middle, all right? There's no money in the middle, because the guy next door saying the same thing, the guy in the hospital down the road from you saying the same thing, everyone in the country is saying the same thing. So there is no money in the middle. You have to get yourself out there and you have to differentiate yourself. There's a saying that, if you're a gazelle, you got to run faster than the lion, because If you don't, you're going to get eaten. And if you're a lion, you've got to go run faster than the gazelle, because if you don't, you're going to starve. So when you wake up in the morning, whether you're a lion or a gazelle, you better start running. It doesn't matter. If you're a lion or gazelle, you've got to start running, because if you don't, you're going to get eaten or you're going to starve. So, you know, it's kind of like that in business. You have to be moving. You have to be thinking. You have to be getting an edge. You have to be wondering how, what you can do to improve your service, improve the value, improve the outcomes the patients are getting. Now, that might be clinical outcomes, but I'll be honest, it's quite difficult to improve clinical outcomes often. So often the improvements come in non-clinical things. They come in service things. They come in a phone call. They come in an email. They come in a text message. They come in a parking, is, you know, letting them know about parking, or letting them know about the clinic being delayed, or the operating list being delayed, or, you know, whatever it is. But that's where your edge comes, where you're like, crikey, that was good. That was, you know, a really good experience for me. So that's when you start to compete, when you start to realize that you, the guy next door to you, is doing the same thing as you, and like it or not, he's getting, or she is getting, similar outcomes. We are all getting similar outcomes. I hate to say it, because I know you probably think you're better than all the others, but at the end of the day, in a very sort of subjective way, then, you know, people will have views about this guy is better than that guy. But when you look at things objectively, we cannot prove that we are getting better outcomes than other doctors. And if we can, then by all means, promote it and kind of advertise it. But often we can't, and the problems, particularly the stuff that I do, the outcomes are very subjective. They're whether the patient's happy with the procedure or not, basically. And that's multifactorial, what makes their happiness. Yes, the clinical result is absolutely crucial, but it's not all. It's processing payment, it's booking appointments, it's how they're greeted at the clinic, it's whether the clinic's warm, whether they've got a drink, and whether the drink is to their, you know, a nice drink, a nice coffee, a nice tea, and a nice glass or a cup or whatever. You know, how the nurse is with them, how the receptionist is with them. All these things will give you a competitive edge. So you've got to think about how you can manipulate these things to give yourself an edge over your competitors. If you're not waking up in the morning and started running, you're either going to get eaten by something or you're going to starve. So, you know, you need to be competitive, which means you need to think of how you're going to compete. Don't say, I do better value, I do better surgery, I'm a nice person, I've got a good reputation, because everyone's saying that. Competitive means something different to everybody else. Competitive means I, you know, come to this hairdresser because we do hair extensions and we use glue instead of clips. I don't know, whatever, you know, the things that the other hairdresser can't say that they do. You've got to be, you've got to think of how you can compete in the marketplace. Because, as I say, if you want a private practice, you've got to acknowledge it's a business, and businesses need to compete or they will die. So you need to have that fire that I've got to think of how I can do better, how I can give more value, how I can help people more. And when you think of it, it's actually good for the patients when you kind of think of these things. And as far as I'm concerned, the more of us that do this, the better. Think about how you can make the experience better for your patients. And as I say, it's often not clinical. If there is clinical things you can do, then by all means do them. But often the big steps come in non-clinical things around the patient's experience. And that is where you get your edge. So where is your edge? Where are you competing? Why should people come and see you? If you want a business, you need to be thinking about those questions and thinking about things that you can do to put flesh on that and to answer those questions with tangible things. Wake up in the morning and start running, my friend. Start running. Same time, same place next week. See you then.